At Greco's party, sex happens everywhere.
The Hard Line.
Tonight is the
season premiere
of American Idol, Mike.
Yes.
We all know what that means.
So break out the popcorn, maybe a little extra butter tonight.
Ease off the pants, exposing the tutu.
Right. Get the Brahms black walnut ice cream out.
Take off the shirt, revealing the nipple tassels.
Mm-hmm.
Fire up a couple of sparklers and... Start spinning around the living room.
Hope to God you didn't forget to put Domino's on speed dial. All right, none of that is going to happen.
Because tonight is the night that you turn into Man-Frau.
Not Man-Cow,
right.
Man-Frau.
Boy, it is.
None of that is going to happen. And you are excited about it. That's why you couldn't sleep last night. You're like a kid Christmas. You kept getting up, trying to get online and find news about it.
I didn't think about that.
You're so jacked up. That's why you couldn't sleep.
No.
Yes,
no.
That's why you couldn't sleep.
I don't care enough about it to try to find news about it.
I guarantee you're in all the chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Any chat rooms for that?
Is there any scoop?
Of course they do. Posing as a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. This is Idol 1310. Are you guys...
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
Let's kill the damn wolf and just put on the best show we can.
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Hey, Noel.
Also starring Danny Paul.
Hello, I'm Danny.
Kevin Scott.
Okay.
And Corby Davidson.
Did you see that on the Scott Baio after school special?
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Is the time 25 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner has found its way to the favorite radio station of America, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Wednesday. And we have a very big day ahead of us today. Today we're going to determine who will be the next president of the United States. You question that?
No.
Either of you?
No.
Yeah, I question
that. Do we really know?
Do we?
I don't think so.
I know one thing. They're spending too much money on that.
They do every year.
Way too much
After money. The election, nobody cares about the inauguration.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
If they ever would have had one, no one would care. If that guy just moved into office, I mean, obviously it's the same guy. But if it was, even if it was a new guy, if he just shipped on in there.
That's the way it used to be.
No.
It used to be they'd just roll up there on the steps of the Capitol. They'd do the swearing in, and that was it. All the pomp and circumstance wasn't there.
You know, now we got to get Fleetwood Mac to go play Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. By the way, you know, at Nixon's inauguration, he had...
they had the Aggie Band.
Did they? Are you lying? I don't know.
I might be.
They had a...
You don't know.
No, I don't know.
That's the beauty of it.
Are you lying, Aggie Band Man?
I lost my train of thought. American woman.
Lenny Kravitz.
The Guess Who. God, I couldn't think of the Guess
They're
Who.
They're Canadian.
Well, they came to sing American Woman, but then he learned the lyrics of it. And learn learned that it was kind of, there was a couple of lines about some anti-war sentiments in there, and he told him to get the hell out of there after they were already there.
I don't need your ghetto scenes. I don't need your war machines. What is this? Adlai?
That's pretty good.
Where has that been?
That's a pretty good Nixon. Wow. Well, they, you know what? They spend too much money.
8:40 tomorrow morning, the ghost of Richard Nixon.
And have you heard how much they're spending on security? Because, you know, this is the first post-9/11 inauguration.
Yeah.
They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars.
Is it more security than we have up here?
It's close. It's close.
Do they have Eric Earp to fend off all the terrorists?
Let's leave him alone. He was the 12th man. Yeah, he'll talk them to death.
He'll ask the terrorists how the Cowboys are doing.
Get them in an aggie tackle and then talk them to death.
All these terrorists come in there and they finally smuggle a nuclear bomb in, and then there's Eric. And there's like, you know what? No.
He's asking them what they think the Cowboys are going to do this year.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man. We changed our minds. Keep the bomb.
You know, we were going to do this, but just keep it. We're out. Okay.
That's his new default, by the way.
What?
What?
Danny.
What is?
He stole it from Keyshawn.
No, I stole it from Junior. That's how Junior laughs at Norm's jokes. You'll hear that every day in the mix.
That's some of the most entertaining radio on the ticket. Is Junior Miller trying to get the hell out of there. And Norm could be right in the middle of the remedy of cancer. I mean, he's given the formula to cure cancer, and when it hits 10 o'clock exactly, okay, Norm, thanks, and they're out of there.
Yeah.
No matter what he's saying.
Well, the problem, they don't adhere to the Mike Reiner school of taking the last segment long so you don't have to mix with the next guy, Big Dick in our case, for very long.
Right.
Because anytime you hear George and Craig go to break, it's right on time, 9:44.
Well, they should learn from me. I know what I'm doing here.
So then they have 10 minutes of Norm.
Mike Reiner.
Which I don't mind. I like it.
It's good because Norm always comes prepared.
He does.
He's always got something. Always. And then there's Junior. Honey.
Huh. He'll sacrifice some stuff for his own show just to fill their time, you know?
And then, but at 10 o'clock, it doesn't matter.
Oh, they're out.
Out of there.
Well, so is he. You. It's 7.
No. Well, those boys need to learn how to manipulate the clock. But you're right, I am.
It's so funny.
My script is Big Dick Hunter is here now, and my intention is to get him on here and get him off of here as quick as I can.
Unless you break on time when we come back at 50, then you'll ask him 10 times of what else he has going on his show, so it'll back us up right against the two-minute drill.
And well, I got to kill time.
It's not conversation.
Better him than me.
It's not conversation, though. It's
because I've had
what
it
else?
By then.
Right.
What else?
Yeah.
What else? You have no interest in speaking with the man.
Right. I don't. I just want him to talk and prattle and kill time. I want him to go into the four-corner offense.
The hot
boy,
spot.
Nobody does
penalty
that better.
Kill.
Nobody what?
Nobody does it better than him. I mean, he can definitely filibuster.
Well, hey, at least I've always been up front about it. And if those boys don't want to mix and mingle with Norm, learn how to manipulate the clock.
Did you not feel that way about it when we were mixing with the hotspot?
Yeah, I did. Same with them.
I don't remember that, it being real short and asking them what else and stuff.
I don't either.
Well, it was.
A long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
A lot of drugs been in my body since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long has it been since they were on the air?
70s?
No, it was the 70s, Danny.
Two years?
And look out for Pittsburgh.
3 years?
2 years at least.
Why do you hate Big Dick?
Why do I hate him?
Yeah.
I don't hate him. I consider him a very good friend.
Why do you treat him like such crap on the air then?
Breaking news, Rhines. The Rangers signed Mark DeRosa.
Ooh. All right.
Mark DeRosa.
Hey. What's up, World Series?
Mark DeRosa.
He's a usable guy.
He and his .266 career hitting and coming off a torn ACL.
Ooh. ACLs can be fixed.
I hear the Brinks truck is delivering the pennant to Arlington right now.
That might actually be a good deal for them. I don't rip him for that property, you know?
Hey, I don't hate him, but we got to go.
Oh.
All right, we're going to get into a little bit more Jack Johnson talk next.